Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN. No, that's not Simon. No, that's not Garfunkel. That's Mike. Mike Massey. Hey, Mike, are you with us?
I am. Hello.
Do I have your last name? Say your last name for me, will you?
I thought I heard you say Massey. Is that correct?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I said. Well, I'm horrible. You know, for somebody who's in broadcasting, and as long as I've been on the radio, I should be a hell of a lot better with people's names. You would not believe how easy it is for me to butcher people's names. Now, I got to tell you another thing, and maybe you're aware of this. I don't know. We're not a music station. WGN's a talk station, so therefore we do not pay any ASCAP, BMI, music licensing fees. Therefore,
understood.
I can only get away with playing 1 minute of anything. So
choose wisely.
I did. I had not heard of you until I read this article in the newspaper.
Oh, great.
And I checked you out on YouTube, and once I did that, I'm like, we've got to get this guy on. This is fantastic. I announced that you were coming on about 15 minutes ago. I've already got texts. Text line, phone line, 312-981-7200. Mike has done live streams on YouTube since COVID began, and they have been great. It's one of our listeners in the 630 code. And you're going to be performing in Oak Park September 10th. But let's back up, Mike. Where the hell do you come from? I mean,
who the hell are you?
Where have you been? What are you doing?
So the short version is I was a music major undergrad, and then I graduated and didn't get a job working in a recording studio that paid or anything like that. So I realized I need a real job. So I went back to school and I went to law school and I became a public defender. And I was a public defender in Salt Lake City for 13 years. And and about halfway through that, I started filming my gigs at this local pizzeria called the Pie Pizzeria in Salt Lake City. If you've ever been to Salt Lake or lived there, you know the Pie because it's like some of the best pizza in the world. It's really, really good. And I'm not just saying that. but I know, you know, Chicago's known for pizza too. I'm not going to step on, step on any toes, but
good.
You get out west. Anyway, yeah, so that's my plug for the Pie. But yeah, so I started filming those gigs. I had a standing gig there for like over 20 years. I'd play there like once a month just to remember the songs I'd learned. And I started filming them and posting the highlights on YouTube. And that became sort of the basis of the beginning of my channel. And a lot of it is with my bassist. His name is Jeff Hall, and he's actually a prosecutor in Salt Lake. So we were both lawyers, criminal lawyers at the same time playing together.
Oh, that's hysterical.
And it was just, you know, blowing off. Yeah, we're just blowing off steam and just having fun. And eventually when we started doing the YouTube thing, we realized, well, actually we're playing for a worldwide audience that is not limited by time or space. So right. We took that attitude towards it. And, you know, if the folks in the room ignored us, we kind of ignored them right back and we were playing for the cameras, you know, I mean, not literally, but it was just like, you know, it wasn't like it became sort of a mission to just sort of document our arrangements and our performances in a way that I thought people would appreciate if they found them someday.
Okay, it's one thing, Mike, to say we're going to film our set at the pizzeria and it's going to be on YouTube. That's one thing. However, it's a completely different pizza topping when we hear somebody with your vocal ability, your musicianship, along with your bass player, and the production quality of it. Just the general recording quality of it itself is spectacular. It wouldn't have worked without it. How did you pull that off?
Yeah. Well, back to the fact that I was a music major undergrad, and I actually studied sound recording. So I kind of knew enough to be dangerous. And so I would, you know, I'd make it sound good. The video kind of caught up eventually, but in the early days, the video was just, you know, it wasn't even HD. It wasn't much to look at, but it was enough to see that what you were hearing is this is the visual representation of what you were hearing, basically.
Right. And so you're at this pizzeria. You're recording these videos. They go on YouTube. Then what happens?
Well, gradually over time, people started to kind of take notice. And a lot of it was fellow musicians who were like appreciative of my arrangements, because that's kind of like my other, I think, selling point is that I make arrangements of songs that a lot of people haven't ever done on guitar or acoustically or solo. And so I kind of unlocked a lot of songs for people. And in a way, like, so this is how you can play it. And I'm not even like, I'm a good rhythm guitar player. I'm a really good rhythm guitar player. I am not a lead guitar player. And so that limitation was also kind of refreshing for people, because they're like, hey, I can do that. You know, it's
right,
like,
exactly.
It's not insane, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not insane. Yeah. And so then this the vocals on top of it, I studied voice in college, and yeah, my voice has kind of blossomed and developed, and I have a very large vocal range, and I can sing high, and these days I can sing pretty low too. I actually have a cover of Silent Lucidity by Queensryche coming out next week on YouTube, and if anyone knows that song, he's got an extremely low voice, and then he gets up there, you know, so it's kind of fun to show off what I can do.
We're talking to Mike Massey. Mike Massey in concert in Chicago, September 10th, Madison Street Theater, Oak Park, 720 WGN, John Landecker at 820. Mike Massey is who we're talking to, and that's who you just heard singing Toto's Africa.
It's a good song.
It's a great song. Mike's going to be performing in Oak Park. We'll get to that in just a second. So we've established, you know, while we were awake during the break, it struck me, this is such a cliche, but never give up on your dreams, so to speak.
Exactly.
You're an unbelievably talented singer and musician. I mean, that's evident to anybody that hears any of this. And you didn't get going what you wanted to get going originally, so you became, you went to, I'm trying to figure out what the connection between this and being in the being
I like
a lawyer
to think of
is.
It as, yeah.
But
I like
anyway.
To think of it as my Bryan Cranston second act, you know?
But seriously, I mean, wow. I mean, to have this talent sort of under a pizza, if you will, for all these years, it's really something. And I'm reading about you in the paper, and honest to God, I'd never heard of you. Versions of his songs have won praise from Dennis DeYoung, Sarah McLachlan, Geddy Lee. What Rush song do you do?
I do several Rush songs. And I'm actually playing in Toronto the night before I play in Chicago. I'm in Toronto on Friday. And
listen,
I've already had people like, you're going to do some Rush, right? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do some Rush.
I see you're also going to be in Liverpool.
Yeah.
Gee, you're going to do any Beatles songs?
A couple times. Actually, I played there. If you look at my channel, I have like 3 or 4 videos live from Liverpool the last time I played there. And I played there at the Brian Epstein Theater, which is named after the old manager of the Beatles. Yeah, and there's videos of me doing Something, Strawberry Fields, In My Life, you know, sitting on the Lennon tunes, basically. But yeah, it was really cool, really cool.
Well, like I said, I'm late to the story, so pardon me for not knowing that you've already been there. How long has it been for real, then?
You know, I quit the day job about 8 years ago, and I moved to Denver. And so now I'm in Denver, and all I needed was an airport, basically, because I just, you know, I work from home, and then I'd, you know, travel out to gigs, so it didn't really matter where I was. And also, I went to high school in Boulder, Colorado, so it was kind of a homecoming for me, and including the fact that two of my lifelong dear friends, Scott Slusher and Ken Benson, are still local here, and they were bandmates of mine in high school. So we've literally been able to, like, kind of reunite the band and perform together. They performed on my live streams with me, and they even went and we played in London together, and we played in New York together. Just super fun.
So does this mean that you're expanding from the original concept of you, a guitar, your friend on bass and harmonies, bringing in other musicians?
You know, I don't really often play with a drum set per se.
Yeah,
but I have like my when Scott sits in, he's on a cajon. You know what that is, like a drum you sit on and play with your hands. It's like a box you sit on and play with your hands.
Right.
It's called a cajon. Yeah. So like, you know, it's still kind of the acoustic vibe, and then we, you know, have bass and harmonies but I do sometimes on my live streams I'll have a local guitarist friend of mine, Rock Smallwood, sit in, and he does a fair amount of actually electric guitar, so it's sort of modified acoustic, but it's still great.
Right.
You know, we kind of keep it true to the original arrangements and play it all in the original key, the original tempo. It's just kind of keep that vibe. Whatever people liked about the song originally, I try to stay true to that.
So when you come to the Chicagoland area on the 10th in Oak Park, mm-hmm. are you bringing anyone with you, or what's that lineup going to be?
A lot of these shows are, that I've been doing last couple of years have been solo shows because mm-hmm. most of the musicians I work with have day jobs.
Right.
So it's harder for them to travel, including Jeff. But I actually do something interesting where I collaborate with local musicians, and that happens quite regularly. And actually, there's a woman named Julie who's going to join me in Oak Park. We've never met, but I heard her do some Stevie Nicks stuff online, and she does a great Stevie Nicks. And so we're going to do a few Fleetwood Mac songs together, and we're going to do Leather and Lace. And, you know, it's going to be nice. And so it's like, you know, that's kind of a treat for me because I get to work with somebody new. And it's also kind of fun for the local people to get to sit in with me.
How many songs do you have in your repertoire?
Pre-COVID, I would have answered and said about 400, maybe 500 songs. Since COVID, it's now well over 900.
Wow.
And so I learned a lot of songs in the past 2 years. I was constantly debuting new songs on my live stream, in part just to keep it fresh for the regulars who attended, because I had,
sure.
you know, I had people that would come and watch sometimes, but I had a core group of audience, a fan base that would, you know, watch, tune in every time. And so I wanted to keep it interesting for them. I'd play the requests for tips, and then I would, you know, learn new songs. And I even do commissions where people would pay me like $500 to learn the song they wanted to hear me sing. And I would do it on the live stream. I did a lot of those too, which was super helpful during COVID, as you can imagine.
Boy, this is a whole avenue I've never even imagined. Upcoming concerts, Maryland, New Jersey, Toronto, Massachusetts, Colorado, Ohio, Texas, North Carolina, as I mentioned, Liverpool, mm-hmm. England, and mm-hmm. at the Madison Street Theater in Oak Park on the 10th. Do you have info on times and tickets and all of that?
Yeah, it's at 7:30. And if you go to mikemassey.com, MikeMasse.com/concerts, it's got links to tickets there. But they're on Eventbrite, and it's general admission, so, you know, you're not too late. You haven't missed anything yet. So, yeah, it's all good.
Beatles, Simon & Garfunkel, U2, Elton John, Grateful mm-hmm. Dead, David Bowie, Coldplay, Billy Joel, Beatles.
And I will literally take requests from the audience during the show, too.
Wow. This sounds fantastic. Well,
you should come.
You never know. Mike, thank you so thank you so much for being with us. It's been fun talking to you. You're a great interview. But I'll tell you, it's also been great just to uncover who you are, what you do, and hear how talented you are. So
Thank you.
The best to you, and break a leg in all those shows, as they say in showbiz.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for sharing the music. I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.